So Maria asked me to talk about what the role is of hymns and songs in origin stories. And so I reflected a little bit on what that has meant to me with my origin story. Music, hymns, and spiritual songs especially has really been such a core part of my faith experience and also of my worship experience. But it was a kind of a new exercise for me to really consider what their specific role is. It's just kind of always been part of it to me. But I think this focus on origin stories has really been an interesting context in which to think about that. I've really loved this series because it's helped me to make a little more sense of my own origin story and to place that in a particular time and place in my own faith journey. In a nutshell, my origin story isn't as distinctive as some of the others that we've heard, but thematically it really does share some important similarities. And actually, the song that we sang two songs ago, what I learned it as I have decided to follow Jesus growing up in the southern part of the U.S. and not speaking Spanish back then, but that's very much a part of my origin story growing up in a very Christian household in the South in the 70s, went to private church school. It's part of my origin story that I've come to realize the dark side of recently. But that was one of the songs that really formed me in my youth that sticks with me and is one of the bright spots in a story that has both bright and dark spots. I was raised, as I said, in a strongly religious family, one for whom faith is real and not some magical antidote for all of life's problems. But being from the South, our sensibilities were more conservative, and the lessons I learned about living as a Christian in the world were important and were formative. I suppose I'd sum them up with a single metaphor: what would Jesus do? Who here remembers the silicone bracelets from... Okay. Yes, I wore one of those as well. As we've heard from others in the last few weeks, I now find myself in a really strange place where those core lessons now put me at odds with the very people who taught them, and that's particularly painful when those people are family. Pastor Elijah summed it up well when he said the other week, and he and I have had an individual conversation about this too, that we have to accept the fact that as followers of Jesus, much of the time, following Christ in these days means we're constantly on the outside of every group with which we identify. We're always somewhere outside the poles of an ever more polarized world. And while I don't like that fact, it is a fact. And it's comforting to hear others say that and to know that others share that feeling, even though we may not all always agree on the particulars. So maybe this is a really good starting place for understanding the role of hymns and songs in our origin stories and in bringing those origins forward into the present so that we can learn the lessons that we need to and draw on the strengths of our past. An internet search will tell you all about music's impact on us as humans. I found lots of summaries or lots of little quips, whatever, but the best summary I found reads, "Music is a very powerful medium. It is powerful at the level of the social group because it facilitates communication, which goes beyond words. It enables meanings to be shared and promotes the development and maintenance of individual, group, cultural, and national identities. It is powerful at the individual level because it can induce multiple responses, psychological, physiological, movement, mood, emotional, cognitive, and behavioral." In my reflections, I thought about this, and I thought of four roles that hymns and spiritual songs have played in my origin story, and thanks be to God, the Holy Spirit has been moving today because we've heard these in what everyone has shared. First of all, they are reminders. Hymns are often autobiographical. The one that we're about to sing, that's one of my favorites, is autobiographical, as are a number of others. I find that tunes first, but then lyrics stick with me in a way that Bible verses just never did. And that makes them really important touchstones as we navigate the uncertainties of life. I really kind of liken this role to what a former pastor of mine used to say about communion. And our communion table at that church had carved into the front, "This do in remembrance of me." And he, every single time we would do communion, he would say, this, and I'm going to paraphrase, but basically this moment we are called to remember. In other words, make Christ a member again of these moments. And I think in a similar way, hymns are a way to remember the important lessons in our origins. I think for me, hymns also offer encouragement. I think of so many of the great spirituals and how their origins from times of slavery and oppression must have done that for the people back then. Other examples are songs based on biblical stories, and they have parallels to the life and times with which I now identify. And you see this throughout history and throughout different kinds of music, as we've heard Chuck reference even pop songs that artists have drawn on their faith and experience. They offer encouragement when we most need it and help reinforce the love that God has for all people and the many ways he provides for what we need for the path ahead. And as I've traveled, I've seen also that in every culture, music plays an important role in making life events that really mark those events and serve as a reminder of who we are and helping us know that where we are in our journey. Songs also support protest, something that we do well here in this congregation. The Psalms are often relegated to a category of thanksgiving and praise songs, which of course those are there. Maybe with some with lament sprinkled in, but I think what's overlooked is an awful lot of protest in the Psalms. Mary's Magnificat, which one of the Christmas musicals that I was in at a previous church that stands out most in my memory, was setting to music Mary's Magnificat. And that's a critically important protest song, and I think we focused on some of that this past season. We see biblical references throughout history and protest songs from the civil rights era and on up and to the present in the form of a number of rap artists. But I think it's important to recognize that for our purposes as Christians, these songs are far more than laments or just complaints and protesting, saying all that's bad. They are a call to action, and that's the critical piece. That's a collective urging forward into making this world a better place and more reflective of the beloved community and God's holy mountain as we see it in Isaiah 11, which is one of my favorite passages. Then finally, songs and hymns help us to praise. Many people would probably put this role first, but ultimately for me, praise wraps all of these other meanings up into this big messy package of faith, what I call my faith. In times when I have a hard time remembering, finding, and accepting encouragement, having the energy for protests, songs of praise can help me to just lay all of that down and know that my Creator, our Creator, will faithfully knit our messy lives and our feeble attempts into something really beautiful. Let it be so in my life and in yours and in our congregation.